City Council meeting. The meeting is called to order. And I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
William Barkley, present. Chuck Brown.
Here.
Paul Dakota.
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Present.
Fred Baca.
Here.
Ray Pollock.
Here.
Robert Piker.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Bolesberg.
Here.
It is customary that we invite someone from the audience to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and I can think of nobody better to do so than my really cool nephew, Ben Cascaden.
Aww.
Ben, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance with your mom's help? Yeah, you do. Your mom will help. We'll follow Mrs. Cascaden's lead.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Why is this too?
That was your finest effort yet, Ben. Well done. Item number 3A, ladies and gentlemen, is to proclaim May 4th through 10th, 2009, as Public Service Week in the city of Geneva, Illinois.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Dakota, seconded by Hill. Any questions or comments? All in favor of the resolution, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 4 is amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments tonight from any member of the city council? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion. But first, point of privilege, Mr. Pollock, did you have an amendment to make?
Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to remove letter E.
10 or 11E?
Correct.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Motion by Vogelsberg, seconded by Flanagan. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
And item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one swift motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Barkley. Any questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Rosenberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
We'll jump down to item 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, kindly read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment totaled $218,596.81.
And Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as displayed on the city website.
Second.
Alderman Brown motions to pay the bills as presented, seconded by Alderman Dakota. Any questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Item 11A is to consider resolution number 2009-17, authorizing bid award and agreement with BG Concrete Incorporated in the amount not to exceed $75,000 for the 2009 citywide concrete sidewalk curb and gutter project.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Barkley, seconded by Brown. Questions or comments for Mr. Dinges? Alderman Dakota.
I voted against this. I was the only one who voted against this at the regular committee of the whole meeting. And the basis was that we got a very favorable bid to do the work that we had decided to do. And since we got a favorable bid, we decided to spend even more rather than putting the money away. And who knows what we'll need for finance between now and next year. So I thought we'd be more prudent if we put the balance rather than spending it. But be that as it may, the committee decided to vote for it, so there we are, and I'll still vote against this evening for the same basis. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else regarding item 11A? Alderman Pollack?
Thank you, Mayor. This is just, we're simply carrying on with the curb and gutter repair that's on the schedule, so to speak. We're simply advancing that. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, Mayor?
It is partially correct. Mr. Dinn, just you can speak from there, since as long as everyone can hear you, just broadcast.
What we're recommending is utilizing what was budgeted, $75,000. What is in the current bid is what we went out and measured and quantities for. But throughout the entire construction season, we have water main repairs that we have to do. We have electric work that involves concrete work, other trip hazards that might pop up. And there's definitely other areas in town that we can go through a survey and eliminate trip hazards, which is our liability exposure. So what we're saying is, allow us, we're not saying we're going to spend the entire $75,000. We're saying,
how much you want to bet?
Now, let's be nice. This is our final evening together.
Why should I start now after 20 years of being nasty?
That's a hell of a good question, but I'm not kidding.
What I'm saying is, as the need arises throughout the summer and fall, we'd like to get those permanent patches put in before winter. Otherwise, if we were to lock in the contract right now and only do that list tomorrow, if we go and rip up a concrete sidewalk, that resident's going to have a patch until next time at this time. So a year of a patch, and we get complaints when it's there for a month or 2 months, 3 months. We always run into the problem where we have winter repairs that we do, and they sit until this time, which can be up to 5-6 months before we actually get that done. What we're trying to do is minimize that impact to the residents.
Why don't we dig holes now and put concrete in the mouth way ahead of time? I'm being facetious, obviously, but that's okay. I understand.
Well, Dan, I hope you pull a Dakota, and that is you don't spend all the money. So, thanks.
Alderman Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was concerned about this also, and I did talk to Mr. Dinges, and he gave me the same explanation, and I understand it because I know that in my neighborhood there's at least two of those patches that haven't been touched for 4 or 5 months. And so at least those will be taken care of, and any new ones that occur after we are completed with the planned sidewalk pouring of concrete, then we'll have some money to complete the rest of the community, or a good part of it, if they do occur again. And they do occur in the wintertime when we're normally out of money by then for such projects. I will support the motion, though, and I know that this is a concern of Alderman Dakota, as it was of mine, but I've been reassured that it'll be taken care of properly. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Anyone else on the dais? We have a motion. We have a second. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Nay.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Motion passes 8-2. With a special note that the sidewalks in front of Pollack and Dakota's home gets done last.
So let's
just
go.
Kidding.
Alderman always get the last.
Always. Folks, we jump down to item 11E, approved resolution number 2009-15, authorizing the execution and contract with Caterpillar Power Generation Systems in the amount of $163,420 for the 2009 operations and maintenance of the Geneva Generation Facility. Motion by Brown.
Second.
Seconded by Piper. Alderman Pollack asks that this be removed. Alderman Pollack, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mayor. Dan, should I address you, or?
Yep.
In reading the contract regarding the performance penalties and the performance bonuses, reference is made to 98% availability when dispatched. And then they further talk to or speak about a 25.5 megawatt as measured. My question is, what is the plant currently being operated at? What's its maximum capacity? And when we're running it, what is our percentage of success in operating it in terms of availability when dispatched? We're shooting for 98%. 98% of what number?
No, that's
98% of when we get called.
During the summer, we have Indiana Municipal Power Agency that does our day ahead marketing.
Right.
And they look at the temperatures and the weather. The weather is going to be one of those key days. Days is our critical days where PJM sets our rate for the next year. 98% is when we need to run. When IPA tells us we need to run that plant from noon till 6 p.m. tomorrow, they have that plant up and running right at 9:30. They want that 98% of the time. So essentially, whenever they get called, it needs to run. It's critical that we're running all those engines during that period, especially if it turns out to be most. The output, the plant's rated at 30 megawatts, but you have losses, so you don't get right. 30 megawatts out of the plant. So it's just other losses. I think the slack hit generally in the 27 megawatt range, downgrading that a little bit just to get a accommodation for it. But that's essentially what the 98% is, and the output lies less than 30 megawatts.
Okay, and then when we are operating the plant, not the contracted labor, if you will, from Caterpillar, and we're called upon by NIMPA to, or IMPA to run the facility, are we hitting 98% when we run it, or is this something that is requires a technical expertise that only a Caterpillar contractor slash employee can do?
What this is all about, the reason we're hiring Caterpillar to run that plant is they've got the expertise to run it. Our guys don't have that expertise. If an engine goes down, the key is to get that engine back on as quickly as possible.
Right.
Cat brings that experience. Our guys don't have that experience to get that engine back on line, so they have to bring Cat in during those summer months.
Right.
When it's critical.
I understand.
Our guys don't run that plant.
That's what I'm saying.
But our people have run the facility when it's required. It's not just in that 3-month time span. Correct? We can be called upon to.
We can. Yeah, we have. Typically, we're running on a monthly basis.
Right.
Okay. Not
as
critical.
Factor. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
Alderman Piper.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Hey, Dan, before you go. The critical expertise that we're hiring are the guys from Caterpillar because they built the engines. And the way our electrical our union contract is set up, it's not just one guy would have to get trained. We would have to train all of them. Is that correct?
That's correct.
To run this, which would cost us far more than
Jesus. We don't want to have to wait that many hours for them to paint it.
Right.
The Cat guys that run it, the experts that we have, 20 plus years of experience.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you. I just want to be clarified. Thank you.
Anyone else? Questions for Mr. Dinges regarding item 11E? We have a motion on the floor, and we have a second. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Brother Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Motion passes 9-1. According to my notes, we are at item 13, new business, and traditionally we invite anyone in the audience who has any new business tonight to share it with the City Council. From the looks of things, there's not anything from the dais. Alderman Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to encourage everybody in the community to experience the Geneva Underground Playhouse. It's conducted underground in the basement of the Urban Grill, and all of the actors, of which there are about 15, are professional. They've got professional experience. They're very good. My wife and I saw this play Saturday night. For those of you of particular interest in politics, it's a rather unique play and the unique ending of this play called The Best Man by Gore Vidal, based on some activities of politicians in the 60s. But I encourage you to do it. It's not that expensive. Those of us who are willing to admit we're seniors can get in for a reduced rate. The youngsters...
What's a senior age?
I'm not sure anymore. You've got to admit to...
40.
Tell them you are if you want to get in at a lower price. I'm sure they'll give you a break for you young ladies. But it was a wonderful production, and I encourage everybody to attend and to enjoy the first, or actually the second performance of this crew of professional actors. Thank you, Mary. Yes. Oh, Mr. Lord is here. Mr. Steve Lord was one of the actors and did a wonderful job. And I'm not going to tell you any more about it because I want you to go watch him perform, he and his wife. Thank you, Mr. Attorney.
Anyone else for the dais?
Alderman Buckley. I've truly enjoyed the last 16 years of my life that the good people of Geneva have allowed me to represent them at the library from 93 to 2001 and here at City Hall from 2001 to 2009. We've been so fortunate at City Hall to have hired such a dedicated management team. They all work tirelessly and are so committed that our community is a much better place because of all of them. Thank you. We've also been so fortunate that they have hired such a wonderful, talented team of assistants to take care of business in their absence. That just about runs smoothly in their absence, and Geneva's been very lucky to have been able to promote from within when we've lost some of our previous managers. Fire Chief Johnson with Chief Steve Olson, Public Works Director Talsma with Director Dan Dinges, City Administrator Page with Administrator Mary McKittrick, Chief Kidwell from the Police Department with Chief Steve Mexen, and Commanders Frege and Mexen with Commanders Julian Ash and Eric Passarelli. And I hope future councils consider to promote from within our own organizations as the past councils have. I've learned so much from all of my colleagues up here on the council. Alderman Finson, former Alderman Finson, always took such good notes and never gave up the floor until he had to. Alderman Maladra followed in those same footsteps. Alderman Flanagan worked tirelessly on making Geneva such a beautiful place to work, shop, educate, and raise a family. For the first couple of years in the council, I had the pleasure of sitting next to one of the funniest people I've ever met, Alderman Piper. And I was sad to see him leave when he moved out of the third ward. I knew his replacement was going to have big shoes to fill, and I do mean big. I think they're size 16. And he's about 6'17" tall. Alderman Vogelsberg did a fine job of replacing his humor, but not his size. She also has a wonderful sense of humor. And with all the talents and her professional backgrounds, she's been a huge asset to the City Council, and I've enjoyed our friendship and laughs on this side of the council. I think Alderman and Dr. Chuck Brown is one that I've known the longest in the council. I went to school with his son and daughter. And Chuck, you're extremely intelligent, but sometimes when you and I look at numbers, I see different things than you do. I get dizzy, and then I just vote aye. I've worked alongside with you for a while. I was very concerned about your health for a while, and I'm glad to see that you're doing much better now. Alderman Hill.
Thank you.
Welcome. I've appreciated our conversations in your basement, on the telephone, and besides having the deepest voice, not the loudest, but the deepest voice on the council, you're really very talented in the kitchen and alongside the choir as well. Alderman Pollack, I appreciate your good, clean humor. It's been most refreshing, and and your friendship has been most appreciated also. Alderman Singer, I think soon to be the next mayor pro temp, your educational background and your commitment to the American Legion and affordable senior housing has been a huge asset to the city. Never give up. And Alderman Dakota, you have principles and you stick to them. I think many people at City Hall will miss you after tonight's meeting in more ways than one. You've also helped change the way people look at our downtown. You've worked tirelessly with the beautification committee also. Thank you. I also had the pleasure of working alongside Alderman Radecki for several years in the second ward, and he had some of the best lines that he would try to use to stop debate. And I think I liked the one about the horse the best. When the horse time dies, it's time to dismount. And my horse isn't dead, but it needs to be put back in the barn for a while, so I'm going to dismount for a short while. I'm proud of what I've done for the community. Some of my most important contributions were assisting the library in staying in the same building for the last 15 years, bringing the library up to technology expectations of our community, learning about water treatment facilities and electric generation facilities, so I was able to come back here and make some important decisions. I'm extremely proud of what I've done with the Mental Health Board, and I know you've all received a letter stating I'm not being considered for reappointment to this board. I'm asking you to think about that, and please consider me for reappointment. I've done so much, and there's so much more to do. Not all the time I spent up here was easy. We've made some very difficult decisions. We've spent and committed significant sums of money and investments into the future of Geneva. We didn't always agree on all our votes. We weren't always unanimous, but we were able to go outside this room and be friends for the most part. In my last 16 years of public service, I've always felt that I made the right decision, with the exception of one, and that was a smoking ban. I've been a small business owner for about 20 years, and I supported the small business owners voting against the smoking ban when it came to us in committee. There were 8 days between that vote and our second vote at the council, and in those 8 days, I spoke with people that I had not consulted previously, my 3 kids, some of my friends at the King County Sheriff's Department, our police chief, our fire chief, my brother and sister-in-law, my mother and father-in-law, Dr. John Brayton, Dr. Nelson, and after all that, I truly felt like I had made a poor decision, and I changed my vote at the council meeting. At the end of the day, the state passed a law, and it didn't really matter too much to most of us, because the whole state went smoke-free. Due to some of the decisions I've made up here, here and next door over the last 16 years, I've made some good friends in this room, and unfortunately, I've lost a few friends in this room. I'll miss you all in one way or another, the council and the professional staff. I've committed the last 16 years of my life to public service, and you cannot have commitment without sacrifice. And I sacrificed many things to be able to attend our meetings, the tours of the water and electric plants, committees, etc. I'd like to apologize to my 3 kids for anything that I missed that I was unable to attend over the last 16 years. Football practice, wrestling matches, band concerts, cheerleading events. I'm sorry. I thank you for your patience. I also thank my friends all the way from alongside the creeks here in Geneva, all the way to Hamfat way to Miamisburg, Ohio, for their support along the way. Thank you to our professional staff for their patience with me. I often needed things to be dumbing down for me to understand. And I wish the best of luck to our new incoming aldermen, Ralph Dantino and Richard Marks. They're not new to city government. They've been involved for several years here one way or another. Please be gentle with them. And I see that our own second ward, Honorable Judge Tom Stanfield, is here with us this evening to swear him in. And lastly, I just want you to keep a good friend of the city's and a good friend of the mental health boards in your thoughts and prayers. Mr. Joe Rago has been ill, and I wish him and his family the best at this time. Thank you again.
Well said, William.
Would anybody like to offer any words to Mr. Barkley before I have the pleasure of doing so on behalf of the council and staff?
If I may?
Yes, you may.
I have been an admirer of Bill's for all the years that he served on the council. I have been very close to his family, his children, his in-laws especially, who have also been very active in the American Legion, Post 75. I've enjoyed their company. I've enjoyed, Bill, your company. I've enjoyed your camaraderie. And I appreciate so much what you've done for the city and all the years that you've served. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Singer.
Alderman Flanagan, and then Alderman Melandra.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, Bill, I did thank you last week for your dedication to the beautification. You did help us for a number of years, and it was hard work, and it was thankless work, picking up other people's refuse and other stuff that comes out of the garden. So I really, really appreciate that. It was very nice of you, and I wish you the best of luck, and I hope that everything turns out exactly the way you want it in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you for serving.
Alderman Melandra, then Alderman Vogelsberg.
Bill, so you've been working for 16 years. I think I've been next to you for 12 of those. At one time you passed a baton, which I kept. I guess I was supposed to pass that along. Following that, you passed an invitation with Alderman Finson that got me into this mess. And it's just going to be odd not having you here every Monday.
Is that not a good way or not in a bad way?
I'm not going to say. Depends on the topic. But I want to thank you for everything you've done, for Geneva and for me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Craig.
Alderman Vogelsberg.
Well, as always, I would like to just say ditto after Alderman Maladro speaks. I did, of course, want to say thank you for everything you've done, and it's really been helpful. You've been very helpful to me personally, being such a new alderman in the beginning, helping me understand things, sitting next to me, keeping on track, explaining different ways the motions go, stuff like that. And I really do appreciate all the guidance you've given me, and I'll try and repay that by showing Mr. Marks the same appreciation that you've given me. And really, everything you've done for the city is very appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alderman Piper.
Thanks. You know, Ray and I were just talking. This is kind of like being at your own wake, isn't it?
A little bit.
Hey, yours will be drinking.
Exactly, yeah. We need a liquor license for mine. Bill, we had a lot of fun on that side of the room. I try to use the same jokes over here. Sam's hearing isn't quite the same as yours, so it doesn't always work out. Yeah, I know. But we had a lot of fun, and good luck to you, and we'll run into you around town like we always, everybody always seems to. It seems like you're everywhere, so good luck.
Thanks, Mr. Piper. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is customary that we present the retiring alderman with a token of the City Council and the staff's appreciation, and I have a special gift for Alderman Barclay.
It's an Allstate policy. Allstate policy.
Oh.
You're in good hands.
Job
application. Don't open it now.
And folks, there's one other gentleman in the room tonight who is seated for his final meeting in 20 years of service on the City Council. And his name is, hold on, I got it here. Alderman Paul Dakota.
I don't have a prepared speech. That's extensive. Alderman Barclay, he did a wonderful job. I'm sure he worked at it, too.
Yeah.
Your son, well, whoever did it, did a good job. And I'm sure you meant it, really. Over the years, in industry, I encountered an individual at a meeting. I don't even remember what the meeting was. Gave a wonderful speech. It was so good, in fact, that I hired him to give a speech at our sales meeting, national sales meeting. And this topic was, when it's over, it's over. And this is really what I'm feeling now. I've been asked by my kids, by my wife, how do you feel in your last meeting? How do you feel? Feel, you know, when it's over, it's over. And that's what it is. There are plenty of things for me to do, and I'll be doing a lot of things. That'd be humble, but I think one thing I have not been able to get the kids in the community, they always want looking for something to do when you present them with a challenge of working on a litter campaign in the city of Geneva to further improve the appearance of our city. There are only a few people that are willing to walk around. Alderman Brown's wife is one that picks up cigarettes and all kind of debris as she walks up and down in her usual pace. And there's another lady on the lives on the west side. I don't know what her name is, but she continues goes around picking up litter, really. So I'm not suggesting we should encounter people. Well, I think we should be picking up litter, but hopefully by examples, people will see that they shouldn't litter, really. Maybe, I may be dreaming again, but like trying to get competitive bidding, but you know, that's dream. Everything happens in this world because someone dreams. So I don't have a prepared speech, but I'll have one of my book of quotes, which I gathered over many years. Don't be dismayed at goodbyes. I'm not sure many of you will be at goodbyes. A farewell is necessary before you can meet again. And meeting again after moments or a lifetime is certain for those who are friends. I truly mean that. So I'll be seeing you around. if you care to say hello. Say hello, I'll say hello to you. And we'll go on from there. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen from the dais, anyone civil words for Alderman Dakota? Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, it's certainly with regrets that I see Mr. Barkley leaving, who is a different generation of my daughter and my son, most of whom left town and are starting to filter back into town, which says something good for our town because of people like Bill who decided to stay and work here for 16 years. He's done a lot. Paul represents a different generation. Paul represents the generation which is moving on to yet another career. I think this is about number 14 for you, isn't it, Paul?
Somewhere there.
And I have absolutely no doubt that whatever Paul does next, he'll do with flourish, and he'll do it well. And I'm sure we'll see you around downtown. And we'll miss both of you, both Bill and Paul. You've given us lots of good advice over the years. Even though we may not have listened to it, it went into our head, and we listened to it while we were thinking at night about what we should or shouldn't have done earlier at the council. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Polak.
Thank you, Mayor. Paul, William, as Paul says, when it's over, it's over. I can honestly say I can call you guys friends. Well, it's not over. You guys will always be our friends. So thank you.
Alderman Flanagan.
Ditto. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm going to continue to see Paul around town and joining us in our beautification efforts. I know he'll continue to be there, correct?
Yes.
Is that one of your jobs?
One of them.
Okay. Okay.
Does it pay so well?
No, it doesn't. It's volunteer. Volunteer. And you can't get fired on it either, so.
Unfortunately not.
Yeah, right. So, but I did state all of the things that Paul has, over the years, has instilled in me, different, you know, the wants and the needs and how we should look at things in different perspectives. And sometimes he does have an interesting way of trying to challenge you. But we're all challenged by him in some respects, whether it's good or bad. I also, Paul, just wanted to tell you that there's a lady on the west side of town called Jean Letitia, I think is her last name, and she has been picking up trash. Maybe no one has really noticed, but you know the Glazer property there on Williamsburg? She has been picking it up quite regularly, and I just wanted to make sure that she was at least mentioned today, because I thought that it was really great on her part. She just went out there because she couldn't stand the trash any longer. So I commend her. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to thank her, Paul. And good luck.
Thank you.
Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Paul, on behalf of myself and Alderman Flanagan and my constituents in the 4th Ward, as well as all the citizens of the city of Geneva, I don't think we can thank you enough for your time, your talent, your dedication, and your concerns that you have showed the city of Geneva. There are a number of regrets that I have. One is, of course, that you're leaving us. The other is that this now makes me the oldest person in age on this council. So, on behalf of that, I'm sorry that you're leaving.
How old is Sam? Dying, okay?
Very good.
Ryan, how old is Sam?
I'm a few years older than Sam.
I'm going to have to take care of you, buddy.
I couldn't hear you, Sam.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Alderman Maladra.
I don't think Paul's actually going anywhere. Somehow, I think we're going to continue to work together, just in a different way. I moved here in 1996. Like I remember, in January and in March, there was a town meeting, and I decided to go out and see what it was all about. And I wound up at a table, and Paul was the mayor, and he's going around the table asking people, "How long have you been here?" And one person had been here like 45 years, another person 65 years, you know, 1,000 years. And it gets to me, and I sort of squeaked out that I'd been here 3 months, and I thought that was it. They were going to escort me to the door. But instead, Paul sort of seized on that and showed me and a bunch of other people how you can be involved in what you're in your town and make a difference in your town, whether you're mayor, councilman, or just some average schmuck who moved here from Wheaton. You can make a difference, and I think you're going to continue to make a difference. Thanks.
Anyone else from the dais? Otherwise, I have the high honor of presenting Alderman Decoto with his bag of goodies that were, in fact, bidded upon.
Very good. Yeah. From China, Pat.
So there's nothing in there.
Well, I'm sure you're going to spend the whole budget, though.
Well, we got it from the electric fund.
Oh.
Right
electric
there.
Chair, right? Thank you for that.
Highly charged.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that Alderman Decoto and Alderman Barkley deserve a round of applause. Those of you who do not know, it's tradition that we have one gentleman usually offer the motion to adjourn a meeting, and this will be his final time doing so. Alderman Decoto?
Well, take care.
Second.
Seconded by Barkley. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Special guest to the front of the room. And by the way, you're all on TV still, so don't make any fast moves or... gentlemen, this is the moment of the evening that most of you are here for, I suspect. We have not convened the new city council meeting simply because we can't do so. We need to swear in those who are re-elected to office and those who are elected to office. We have a very special gentleman to my left and your right. He is the Honorable Thomas J. Stanfa, Associate Judge of the 16th Judicial Circuit, and most importantly, a Geneva resident. Judge Stanfa taught alternative dispute resolution at the Chicago-Kent College of Law for several years and was Deputy Chief of the DuPage State's Attorney's Office of the Civil Bureau and Assistant State's Attorney in both Kane and Cook County. Judge Stanfa granted us the honor of swearing in our elected officials 2 years ago when we were actually operating out of the Public Works Building because this facility was being redone. So Judge Stanfa, welcome back. We hope you like the new digs.
Thank you. They're very, very nice.
Okay. Our first gentleman is the Honorable Clerk of the City of Geneva, Mr. Lamberg.
Mr. Lamberg, would you raise your right hand, please? I, Lynn P. Lamberg. Having been elected to the office of clerk.
Having been elected to the office of clerk.
In the city of Geneva.
In the city of Geneva.
In the county of Kane aforesaid.
In the county of Kane aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of clerk.
The office of clerk.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This handsome devil walking up is the city treasurer. He has been re-elected through acclamation almost.
Yeah. You guys
and of course,
there.
We want to, Pat, you want your family with you, don't you?
Everyone can come on up.
A little better in here.
I feel your pain. Three daughters.
Please raise your right hand. I, Patrick McQueenie.
I, Patrick McQueenie.
Having been elected to the office of treasurer.
Having been elected to the office of treasurer.
In the city of Geneva.
City of Geneva.
In the county of Kane aforesaid. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of treasurer.
Of the office of treasurer.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Sam?
Mr. McQueenie, I think it's only fair you introduce those special guests who are with you.
Got Allie here. Molly and Annie and my wife Nancy. Sam Hill.
Where do you go? Alderman Sam Hill was re-elected to the City Council on April 7th. And Carolyn is with us tonight, I know, as well.
Got a button for you to fix.
This will be Mr. Hill's last meeting. We'll be lowering the flag to half staff at about 8:30.
I said that we had a button for you to fix. In case you missed it, I wanted to tell you. Raise your right hand. I, Sam Hill.
I, Sam Hill.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman, First Ward.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman, First Ward.
In the city of Geneva.
In the city of Geneva.
In the county of Kane, aforesaid.
In the county of Kane, aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Alderman.
Of the office of Alderman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Mr. Marks?
Stepping up, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Marks and his family. Mr. Marks, as many of you will know, ran for council 2 years ago, came back and ran this time, won rather handily, and we're proud to welcome him as well. Now, just so you know, You're on TV. And this young lady over here is going to be taking a picture for our archive, so when in 150 years they dig this thing up, they'll not know who we are. So that's good. So don't screw up.
Raise your right hand. I, Richard Marks.
I, Richard Marks.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman, 2nd Ward.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman, 2nd Ward.
In the city of Geneva.
In the city of Geneva.
In the county of Kane, aforesaid.
In the county of Kane, aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
Will support the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Alderman.
Of the office of Alderman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
And Mr. Marks, who are these fine folks?
My wife Cheryl, my son Kevin, my daughter Melissa.
Now you realize, Kevin and Melissa, you still cannot speed. Okay.
Or date.
Yeah, or date.
That's for all the aldermen's children.
Now stepping forward is the Shecky Green of the city council, or Alderman Vogelsberg and her family.
Okay, Don, look over here. Raise your right hand. Don't be nervous. I, Don Vogelsberg.
I, Don Vogelsberg.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman, 3rd Ward.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman, 3rd Ward.
In the city of Geneva.
In the city of Geneva.
In the county of Kane, aforesaid.
In the county of Kane, aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Alderman.
Of the office of Alderman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's customary to introduce all those you...
That's my husband, Mark, and Olivia, Jack, and Sam.
Awesome. Alderman Ron Singer and his lovely wife is with us tonight. Ron, some advice from Mr. Hill. Don't talk about your buttons.
Or your socks.
Ron, would you raise your right hand, please? I, Ron Singer.
I, Ron Singer.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman, 4th Ward.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman, 4th Ward.
In the city of Geneva.
In the city of Geneva.
In the county of Kane, aforesaid.
In the county of Kane, aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Alderman.
Of the office of Alderman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mr. Ralph Dantino and a gaggle of family with him, right?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Family self.
Oh, here they come.
Are they all coming to my party after this? You actually read that thing, didn't you?
Busy.
Raise your hand. I, Ralph Dantino.
I, Ralph Dantino.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman, 5th Ward.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman, 5th Ward.
In the city of Geneva.
In the city of Geneva. Yeah,
in the county of Kane, aforesaid.
In the county of Kane, aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
That I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Alderman.
Of the office of Alderman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Nancy. My youngest son, Drew. My youngest daughter, Lindsay. Sarah. This is the oldest, Tana. Mariana is Tom's wife, our daughter-in-law. Little baby there, and Nicolette there.
Aww.
Oh, there you are. Where'd you go?
She was swimming and he ran out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Delicious.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have two of my three daughters with me tonight. This is Emma, a freshman at Long Island College, and my daughter Grace, who is a junior at Long Island. My other daughter, is a volleyball practice.
Yeah, I made mine come.
Raise your hand. I, Kevin Burns.
I, Kevin Burns.
Having been elected to the office of mayor.
Having been elected to the office of mayor.
In the city of Geneva.
In the city of Geneva.
In the county of Kane, aforesaid.
In the county of Kane, aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
That I will support the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of mayor.
Of the office of mayor.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Okay. That's good timing. Kevin's suit's got to be back in 5 minutes.
Pass it every day.
Your Honor, we have a gift for you as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
Free card. Yes,
I tried to pull my son to drive with my daughter and a few friends.
Because you go that stuff.
Now we got to have a meeting.
Ladies and gentlemen, what makes the evening special is that someone like Judge Stanford participates with us. So, Judge Stanford, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Judge.
Folks, this special city council meeting should last maybe 2-3 hours tops. So. I would like to call this city council meeting to order and ask the clerk to please take the roll.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Ralph Dantino?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Craig Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ray Pollack?
Here.
Albert Piper?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Here.
We'll begin each city council meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. I think it would be only fair that our newest members of the council, both Alderman Dantino and Alderman Marks, please lead us in the pledge. Thank you, gentlemen. Our first order of business tonight is item 3A, and that is to consider resolution number 2009-16 for the election of the mayor pro tem for the 2009-10 fiscal year. And I am proud to nominate the distinguished alderman from the 4th Ward, Alderman Ron Singer.
So moved, Mayor.
Motion by Pollack, seconded by Flanagan. Any questions or comments? You accept this role with no reservations?
I do, sir.
Marilyn, do you accept this role without reservations? We have a motion and a second. By acclamation, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor Pro Tem.
Not even going to ask if anyone's opposed. Item 3B, consider the mayor's reappointment of city officials for the 2009-10 fiscal year. You have a list of those officials before you.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Hill. Mr. Clerk, roll call, please.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marx?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
And if you listen closely, folks, you heard a collective sigh of relief from all the directors and... But they do an extraordinary job, and they do so with little fanfare and often too much criticism, so we thank them all very much. Item 3C, consider requests from American Legion Post 75 for Poppy Days solicitation on May 23rd, 2009.
So moved. Second.
Alderman Singer makes the motion. Alderman Piper seconds. Questions or comments? Mr. Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As a member of American Legion Post 75 of Geneva, I would like to thank the consul for approving of this consideration and this request. It is really a very kind-hearted effort by those that participate, and for those gentlemen that serve in the community during the collections for Poppy Days. I don't know if many of you are aware that the funds that are collected are used on behalf of individuals, servicemen and women who are in need of assistance and in need of help as such, these ladies and gentlemen are hospitalized in the veterans' hospitals, and it is the efforts of the Legion collecting these funds, and this money then is directed toward those individuals who hopefully are being cared for, not only by our American Forest Services and the government of our country, but as well as all other legions throughout the state as well. So I'd like to thank all of you for any of the contributions that you may make over this period of time. And thank again, once again, to the consul for the approval of this request. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Folks, this is the best agenda we will ever see for the next 12 months because virtually there's nothing on it. Are there any amendments to the agenda? There's only one item, folks. Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered routine. Can it be enacted by one motion? Because there's nothing to be approved, we'll forget that one. Item number 11. Item number...
Business, man.
Oh, just for clarification, the committee of the whole meeting, Monday, May 11th at 7 p.m., we know that. Life is good. There's no other business. Item 13, new business. Any new business from any member of the city council? Mr. Marx, Mr. Dantino, Mrs. McKittrick, Mary?
Note to the public and a reminder to council, you should have received a notification from Kane County regarding the homebuyers workshop being held on May 6th at a county facility. That information is on the city's website, so I just wanted to make sure that the public was aware of that. And you can also call us for more information at 232-7494. Also, I just wanted to mention that the council should have the budget document in front of you. And also, a new item this year, in addition to the budget book, is a budget summary that we've put together for the public. And we'll have these available at our various facilities for the public to pick up. It's just a brief overview of the budget document. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Nice, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a welcome to Mr. Marks and Mr. Dantino. You are here on
probably the most special evening I've ever seen in the city of Geneva. The mayor's actually buying tonight, so I don't know what happened, but I would definitely show up for that if I were you.
Chances are...
I have just two items. Number one, we want to wish a happy anniversary to several staff members who we all have the pleasure of working with on a daily basis, but maybe the community is not aware. Brian Folk from the Fleet Maintenance Division is celebrating 15 years of service with the City of Geneva. Gavin Hayes, Firefighter Hayes, is celebrating 15 years. Joan DeVore from the Police Department is celebrating 15 years. Kurt Metello from the Police Department, 20 years. Mike O'Connor from our Water Department, 20 years. Pat McClendon in Engineering, 30 years. And Doug Parrish, Fleet Maintenance, 30 years. So if they're... Mr. Dingus, please convey to them and those watching at home, including the Chiefs, which I'm certain they're watching this at home, convey to your folks as well. So kudos to those folks for sticking around. Folks, I just have a brief remarks I'd like to make in honor of tonight. If you want to take that call, go ahead. Dakota, you've been gone for... You've been gone for 5 minutes, Paul. You already...
I'm in trouble.
He phoned first. I can do that.
Ms. DeVita?
Gardenology. This Saturday,
Gardenology is being held in Geneva.
11 to 5.
I feel like Ronald Reagan. You're Nancy. You're just feeding this stuff to me. It's like 11 to 5 throughout downtown. So we hope everyone will take advantage of it.
Call them
and Google.
Thank you. As long as Ellen is plugging, I just want to remind people about 60 Men Who Cook out at the fairgrounds Friday night. Sam Hill is cooking, and Bob Piper, Terry Flanagan, and what does that make, 57 other men. Thank you.
A bunch of volunteers to clean up. Yeah.
Anyone else? If not, I would, if you would indulge me.
Pollock, would you
That's not me. It's not me.
He's sitting there with his phone in his pocket.
Let me know when you're ready, Paul.
I think he's ready to adjourn, Kevin.
Let's adjourn again, yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the City Council, professional staff, special guests, ladies and gentlemen, like Mr. Piper did, I begin my remarks this evening by extending a very warm welcome to Alderman Marks and Alderman Dantino, and my sincere congratulations to them both for having earned the trust of their constituents and the faith of their neighbors. Your journey in public service, in a sense, begins tonight, at this hour, and in this building. May your tenure in this legislative body be exhilarating and enlightening. So welcome aboard.
Thank you.
To those re-elected, Alderman Hill and Alderman Vogelsberg, welcome back. I'm looking forward to working alongside of you, as before, learning from you so that I may serve to the best of my ability, and of course, to Alderman Singer. Good luck in your tenure as Mayor Pro Tem. I trust from this vantage point you'll know why I twitch and walk differently than I did before. So,
thank you.
Enjoy. To our professional staff, for whom I have the highest regard and respect, you are the true stewards of our community's resources, and you epitomize the meaning of public service. I have always honored your work, the work you perform each day, and will continue to do so for the next 4 years. Ladies and gentlemen, if it's true that those who never risk themselves never fully become themselves, then the past 12 months of my life has demonstrated to me on a personal and professional level that I am, slowly but surely, becoming more fully who I am and who I hope to be. First and foremost, I'm a dad. My daughters Emma, Grace, and Florence inspire me each and every day to do my best. And I'm proud that they're sometimes proud of me. But I'm here to also admit to them and to everyone watching that I fail as much as I succeed. And I fear as much as I forge ahead. I suffer as much as I celebrate. But regardless of my personal or professional setbacks or the mistakes I've made, I am reminded. That I am loved by them each and every day, and that love provides me with the countenance necessary to keep going when I sometimes want to rest or stop altogether. To my mom and dad, my brothers John and Brian and sister Colleen and their respective families, who have withstood my shortcomings without prejudice, and as a result, they have supported my transformation to become more fully myself. Because of their decency and unconditional love, they have allowed me to use them as a crutch, as a counselor, and oftentimes as a coach. I am forever indebted to them and hope to begin paying them back through my service as mayor and the privilege of being the best son and brother that I can. Folks, I nearly forgot what my family truly meant to me, and it was only through personal struggle and regrettably very difficult times that I came to understand how precious they really are, and I will never allow myself to be that distant from them again. And to those very special people in my life, whom they know who they are, who recognize that I had wandered too far from shore, and instead of just tossing me a life vest, actually jumped into the stormy waters head first and saved me from what was inevitable and ignoble and an incomprehensible fate, I say thank you. Tonight we celebrate transition, embrace transformation, and honor tradition. We transition from one city council to another, as directed by the laws of the state of Illinois and with the guidance of Judge Stanford. And over the years, and in particular this year, we have transformed the way we do business. We are better prepared to weather the local, national, and global economic downturn caused by people and situations beyond our control. Regardless, we are stronger and more stable beginning today and for the countless tomorrows that follow. We honor tradition by the very fact that we stood before Judge Stanford, our colleagues, our community, and swore to uphold the laws of our land and defend the Constitution of the United States. Although not part of the oath, we have also promised to acknowledge the privilege, accept the responsibility, and grasp the opportunity to serve the greater good to the best of our ability. Tonight, we are, in a sense, all stargazers, but we also focus on the horizon, not wishing for the sun to rise, but commanding that it do so through our work, our resolve, and our commitment to one another. We look beyond the occasional pothole, and dare I say, pile of leaves, and instead steadily and confidently navigate the turns that will lead us to a smoother road paved with success and sustainability. This city council has opportunities that no city council has ever had. We will, and we must, turn the liability known as Settlers Hill and the former King County Jail site into an asset for our community and the greater Fox River Valley. We will button up the final residential and industrial development projects to the east and west. We will embark on fulfilling our energy needs for decades to come. We will continue to provide the necessary resources to ensure our community remains safe. We will inspire the next generation of leaders to follow in our footsteps and, where necessary, to improve or correct what efforts we've made. We will partner with our neighbors to the north, south, east, and west to enhance this place on earth we call the Fox River Valley, and we will strengthen our relationships with county, regional, state, and federal officials to bolster or reinforce an already strong foundation of creativity, collaboration, and consensus. And when we must lead, let us do so with humility, knowing that we have been granted a rare and privileged opportunity. And when we are asked to follow, let us follow with our shoulders back and our heads high. Geneva remains an unfinished work of art that regularly invites broad brushstrokes from many artists of many colors and many hues. We strive to be a masterpiece of civic excellence, and we will settle for nothing less. Our work is sometimes difficult, oftentimes unpredictable, but always, always necessary. We will, as a legislative body, disagree on policy initiatives, but remain friends. We will politic for what we personally believe in and posture for what we think is right. And at the end of the day, if we are true to the call of service, we will put aside our differences and come together for the benefit of those we serve and that which serves us. We will leverage our strength to get things done, but never over-leverage our resources for short-term gain. We will invest wisely in programs and technology that underscores our desire for better stewardship, and we will give credit where credit is due and accept responsibility when we fall short of our goals. We will invite constructive criticism of our efforts. We will counter the cynical with facts, deflect the negative with optimism, and forever and always try to be transparent in our work. The citizens and businesses of Geneva are counting on us to do our finest work not once in a while, but all the while. You have my personal guarantee that I am ready to contribute whatever talent I have to lead our city for the next 4 years, and I politely and purposefully ask for and seek your help. Bright days are ahead for the city of Geneva, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome the change in weather, and I look forward to standing with each and every one of you to watch that sun rise again, as it surely will, and bask in the warmth of success through service. Thank you very much. If there's nothing else, then Paul's phone's not going to ring again. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn and a warm reminder that all gathered in the room tonight are certainly welcome to my place for a little get-together.
Move to adjourn.
Motion by Paul to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Piper. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Good night, everyone.